The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for January 25th, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loins, the tailor of fine armors, the baker of fine cookies, and the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, it's El Vegeta!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel. That's guk.ogr, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Gentle's parodies, Elquin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. And Trueflight saying I'm overmodulated yet again. I thought I'd check this right before we went on the air. Let me try this again. I may end up having to try something different for next week. I don't see how we're overmodulated again. You know what? I don't think we're actually overmodulated as more as the laptop sound system is probably really crappy. I think that's pretty much what it comes down to, and we're going to have to figure out something else.
Yeah, the channel says you're muffled, and then...
Muffled.
Yep, agreed. You sound a little off. Well, he is a little off.
I'm always a little off. But that's besides the point. Alright, let's see. What else can I do here? There's really nothing else I can do at this point.
Wing it.
Wing it. We're winging it. Okay. This week we're going to go ahead and get the birthday wishes out of the way. Because we kind of messed them up last week. Yesterday was the birthday of Moon Mist and Hoopy from the Antonia Bale server. Congratulations. Today, member of the Legion of Kithacore, Surgeon, all the way in England. It's very proper, very English, yes. And coming up this week, Isaac Snyder will be on the 26th. Also on the 26th, Catalia from the Maiden's Fancy. So congratulations to you, and here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alright, so happy birthday to you folks. We also have a couple of deaths that we'd like to announce. We were sad but not entirely surprised to hear of the death of Jack LaLanne this week. For those youngsters who don't know who Jack LaLanne is, he was a fitness guy. He I think in his later years he was more known for plugging the Juice Master. So you throw a bunch of fruit and stuff into the Juice Master and you make some juice. Let's see.
He ran an early morning exercise show for 30 minutes. You were supposed to, what was it, crack of dawn, 6 a.m.?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And only other person of note that I was able to find on Wikipedia this week, Tony Geis, who was a Emmy-winning television writer and composer for Sesame Street. And he died complications of a fall at the age of 86. All right. This week, with us this week is a man, a myth, a legend, a hero, one might say. So I think he's a hero. He might be a villain. I'm not sure. With us,
I heard he's an NPC.
What's that?
I heard he's an NPC.
He's an NPC in EQ2, is he?
No.
EQ1.
No.
What the hell are you talking about then?
Keep going.
All right. Anyway, Tony Radar X Jones, the community manager for DC Universe Online. Hello, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going quite well. I may actually have to... Can you bring the mic volume up just pretty much as loud as you can?
Is that any better?
That's a bit better, yes. So we got Radar X, DC Universe Online, big launch this past week. Or has it been more than a week now?
2 weeks.
2 weeks now. I should know this. I made a character. All right, so just to get it straight, do you play primarily a villain, or are you a hero?
I play primarily a villain. I really enjoy the villain storylines.
Excellent. Primary a villain. All right. So for now on, you are the villain, Radar X.
Awesome.
Now, isn't there supposed to be an NPC of you somewhere in there?
There actually is. I am one of the vendors in the... I want to say it's the Burnley nightclub.
Really?
One of the villain safe houses, yeah. Oh. I sell stuff. I'm not saying it's good stuff, but...
You're pushing stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
You walk by, hey buddy, over here.
Exactly.
Got this sword. I just took it off a hero. You want it, don't you? Alright, so what can we say about DC Universe Online that hasn't been... probably one of the greatest marketing campaigns I've seen from Sony Online in a long time.
Well, that's good to hear.
That is true.
I'm telling you, I have not seen this many TV ads for a Sony Online game ever.
Yeah, our marketing team definitely pulled off the stops, and between the TV ads and the website takeovers, we've definitely been trying to get the word out there as much as possible about the game.
I mean, when you guys start advertising, I mean, full-length 30-second advertisings on WWE Raw and SmackDown, that's some bucks.
Yep, AFC Championship games.
Wow.
Yeah. No, they definitely put some time and effort into this ad campaign.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest complaints right now. Not about DC Universe, but, I've seen more advertising for DC Universe Online in the last 2 weeks than I have for EverQuest 2 ever.
Well, yeah, it's typically a little different with a product launch, but it's different products. That's the best I can tell you.
Yeah, and of course,
everybody loves superheroes.
Yeah, you got the backing of DC Comics as well, so I'm sure that makes a difference.
Well, that and PlayStation 3. I mean, this is the first MMO on the PlayStation 3, so
very true.
There's a very large untapped market that, our game is definitely trying to reach.
Hmm. Right,
and more households probably have consoles than they do gaming computers.
True.
I would say, yeah, that's probably definitely true.
Yeah. Or at least one of each. I mean, we certainly do. We didn't get DC Universe for the PlayStation 3, but we do have both. So it gives you a... Can you play on both? Are your characters available on PS3 if you're also playing the PC game?
Unfortunately not. The PlayStation 3 version is actually done through the PlayStation Network.
I see.
They aren't the same.
All right. Folks listening in, I am available on the chat channel here. If you have any questions for Radar X, the community manager for DC Universe Online, please feel free to send me a tell or blurt it out in the channel there. We'll make sure to relay that to him.
I've got a question, but this is probably stupid, but if a person's playing on the PlayStation 3 and I'm playing on my PC, will we ever meet up on the same server?
Unfortunately, no. The
okay.
They're basically through two different networks, so unfortunately, there's no way at this time to have both accounts playing on the same server. We have separate servers for PS3 and PC.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. I mean, I can understand it, but I had to ask that because, you know, when they say cross platforms like that, it's like, well, gee, I wonder if you can, you know.
Do you know if there's any possibility of character transfer from PlayStation 3 to PC, or is it just so different that no way you can do it?
Well, right now we aren't offering any way to do character transfers at all. I can't say how feasible that is, you know, not being a systems engineer. And even if it was physically possible, I'm not sure. You know, I can't tell you for certain it's something we would ever offer. So.
All right.
Okay, I have a question. Which one seems to have the biggest draw at the moment, or can you go into that sort of specifics?
Well, I know our president basically announced that, you know, that we had seen slightly more PlayStation 3 sales than PC. So I can definitely, you know, comment on that. I mean, we have a very significant PlayStation 3 audience playing the game. It's slightly more than PC, so there's been a very high adoption rate. I just got back from overseas in Spain helping to promote the game.
Wow.
And it was very, very surprising to me to see how, you know, how well known the IP was over there, how well DC was known over there, and how excited they were about the game. So
that's excellent.
It was all PS3 over there for the most part.
That's great.
Okay. Now, I know that the boy, Elkin's son, had a question. So, Elkin, why don't you coax him over here and give him the mic, and let's see what his question is.
Do you have a question? Can you get your butt over here? You're on a building right now. You should be safe. You know what you're asking for. I'll try to interpret after he speaks, okay? All right. What's your first question? Go ahead. Come on. Don't freeze up on
me. Something about marks. Yeah, about the marks for the armor sets.
What about
them? I looked them up. I figured out what
you
they...
You looked it up?
Yeah.
See, this is a case where the kid comes and says, I don't know how to do this. Well, have you checked the forums? No, I'm not a foreign guy. Well, maybe you should, because all your answers could be found on SOE forums.
Are there going to be more areas, like more different towns than Gotham City and Metropolis? Because it's...
Okay, I think it's...
Other places that...
You want to know if there's going to be more areas to explore besides the two main cities.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's possible at this point. I mean, we... You know, the hub of the game, of course, is in Gotham Metropolis, but, I mean, there's a number of instances that you've seen where, you know, you'll go to the moon, you'll go to Oolong Island, you'll go to Australia to do these, basically they're dungeons, you know, you guys would understand terminology. I'd have to change this, you know, for a PS3 player, but, you know, being familiar with DK2, you understand how a dungeon works. This is basically like a five-person dungeon with three different bosses. So there are a number of those that you can do. We're going to be, you know, constantly adding more of those, adding different areas. The good thing is once, you know, he does hit level 30, this also opens up duos, which will allow him to go through instances with one other person and earn, you know, better gear.
Ah. Now,
okay.
I hate to bring up City of Heroes, but I did play City of Heroes when it first came out. And they had they didn't call it a mentoring system. It was a sidekick system.
Sidekick, yeah, I remember.
Are there any talks of the possibility of being able to take a sidekick?
It's not in discussion right now. I mean, one of the things that we've done really different with DC is, you know, the leveling curve is a little bit gentler than what you would expect in another, you know, traditional MMO. Where our goal is to get you to the end game. You know, for us, the end game, that's where things start. You know, that's where the duo modes start. That's where the raiding starts. That's where the high level, you know, the hard mode alerts actually start. So, you know, putting in the time and effort to do a sidekick system, it might not necessarily be beneficial, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's not a possibility. I'm just saying that's not something that they're discussing right now.
All right.
That sounds like something more that you bring in later on down the road after the game is more well-established, I would think.
Exactly.
Well,
just like a mentoring down didn't show up in the EQ till a few years later.
Yeah, I think they were in their third or fourth year when they started that. Chromie from the Antonia Mail server in EverQuest 2 asks what the maximum level is, and that's 30, right?
Currently it's 30, yes.
Okay.
But like I said, once you get to 30, that's where a lot of our content actually unlocks. You know, if you think about EverQuest 2, you think about EQ, you know, any other fantasy-based MMO game, you know, the story is you getting to that max level, but you think about how much time do you spend at that max level? You know, how much time do you spend grinding for that, you know, that second set of gear or doing, you know, this quest to get your faction up? You know, that's the game we're focusing on. We're spending more time on that to make it more of an enjoyable experience when you get there.
Right. So think of 1 through 30 as your training session, and then once you hit 30, boom, you're a hero.
Exactly. Or a villain.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Rafi from Antonia Mail server makes the comment he's holding out for Marvel Online Universe. DC sucks. So what I have to say to Rafi is, bite Tony's ass.
I'm a huge comic fan. I mean, this was actually, you know, this was the perfect job for me. Even when I was with Tenton Hammer, you know, I called dibs on DC, you know, within the company. So, I mean, I'm a fan of Marvel. It would be great, but it's just not going to happen anytime soon.
Side Superman's way cooler.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think both sides of the argument can be made. DC's got some great characters. Marvel's got some great characters. I think if they ever do come out with a Marvel MMO, it's going to be like World of Warcraft versus, you know, everything else. It's just a matter of your taste. So,
I have a question.
Okay, go on.
This is from Angela Corey. I hope this is a question. Hey, Radar, do you have to PvP to get Tier 3 armor or epic armor?
Absolutely not. There are two different in-game sets of armor, and there are two different ways you can PvP. We do have dedicated PvP servers where it's open world. You know, if you're outside of an instance, you have, you know, there's an opportunity for someone to beat you down. On the PvE server, we have PvP opportunities. You know, we have these special events that start up every, you know, certain time. You'll go to this area and you'll fight each other trying to complete objectives. We also have arenas that you can drop into. You know,
yeah, Eric was telling me about one of those special events that he was going to.
Right. We call it a ring event.
Ring event.
We also have the Play as Iconics, where you'll drop into arena as, you know, playing as Harley or playing as Joker or playing as Batman. Those are available on the PvE server, and you can earn PvP armor that way. But no, we fully support the PvE system. We have a full system of raids. You know, we have two raids available. They are, you know, as a former EQ2 player, as someone who used to raid, they, to me, seem just as difficult as, you know, the old school EverQuest 2, you know, dungeon raids.
I mean,
they will take an extensive amount of time. They will take two groups of four people, so eight different people. We have different roles. You know, we have a healer, we have tanks, we have damage, we have people do crowd control. I mean, it will require coordination.
Okay. I have a couple of questions here. One from Maliana from the Antonia Mail server, EverQuest 2. I have a question. Is there any plans for the future power sets and weaponry, or would it be in expansions?
Yeah. I mean, we absolutely plan to add more. I mean, I can't obviously comment in too much detail on, you know, upcoming content, because, you know, we just launched the game. We're kind of getting into, you know, what we can do, what we're going to provide, how things are going to come out. Mm-hmm. But we're going to be doing monthly updates. Power sets are absolutely on the table. Weapons, you know, I haven't seen mention of that, but, you know, any type of content, you know, is on the table at this point. We can't get into specifics.
Well, that was my answer to the boy when he was asking me, if there were any other locations besides Gotham and Metropolis. Like, dude, they just launched the game. Give them a minute.
Well, I mean, no! It's understandable. I mean, we're going to be adding, you know, monthly content. You know, there's going to be new things to do. There's going to be new areas to explore. I mean, it's going to be something that's constantly evolving, as any good MMO does.
And now for my question, you got talking about these ring events. Do you have an advantage in a ring event if you are Green Lantern?
No, I'm afraid not.
Okay, actually, his ring has nothing to do with the ring event then, all right.
I'm not sure that there isn't a Green Lantern-type ring event. I haven't done all of them, but... Yeah, you don't have an advantage.
All right, just making sure about that.
Now, Eric was telling me about his appearance, that when he gets a piece of gear and he looks at it, then even if he gets rid of that, if he liked the appearance, he could keep that appearance.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the really, really cool things I think DCUO does. I mean, I've played a lot of MMOs, and I've had, you know, the patchwork-looking gear, you know.
Yeah.
You wore that stupid, ugly red hat because it had, you know, better strength. DCUO allows you to wear the best stat gear, but once you have collected a piece of gear, you can switch that appearance at any time. You know, you may have a pair of wings that you don't want to wear that day, so you just turn off the wings. You flip it to something else that you collected. So the other thing is your look is constantly evolving. You know, you're starting out your journey at level 1, and you're looking better with your gear as you get to level 30 and beyond.
Yep, I remember looking at the profile. You know, you open up your inventory, you go to your costume, basically, and then you have, like, instead of having the doll-like look in EQ2, you actually just list it. Okay, head, back, feet, stuff like that. And then you hit that, then it comes down and it lists the items that you have. It's like, okay, I want this one.
Exactly, and there's sets, too. You know, you may want the tech set, so you may want to dress like a tech person one day.
I got to say, I do love the character creation. I mean, that was one of the downfalls, in my opinion, of World of Warcraft, honestly, is everything was cookie-cutter. And the costume designer in DC Universe Online, very nice. A lot of choices.
Yeah, we tried to offer as many choices available, and, I mean, that's not even it. I mean, you know, things are going to constantly be added to the game.
I do find it humorous, actually. If you choose your skin type as glowing, you can be naked.
You can.
Yes, you can.
I think your gear actually covers that up, so...
No, you choose that your skin type is glowing, then you go to your costume and you choose none. But, of course, you're glowing, so there's no features.
Right. You just have to assume you're anatomically correct. I mean, I don't know what else to say to that.
Then you get invisible armor, and you become the Streak. Okay.
Exactly. Well, hell, that's what my character looks like in DC Universe Online. He's glowing white. He's got white wings. I put a picture of him on my Facebook page. Oh, yes, they call him the Streak. And of course, my character is a villain, level 1. Well, my biggest problem with DC Universe Online is the navigational system. I've never been able to work with the WASD system, you know?
Yeah, DCUO definitely is more of an action-style MMO. I mean, they've taken a lot of the a lot of things you would see in other games like Prototype and GTA and things like that, because that's the we're trying to provide a very fast-paced action experience. You know,
yeah.
This is not a game you're going to sit down and eat a slice of pizza while you're playing. I mean, it's very involved. You're very active when you're playing.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing that kind of keeps me from playing it. Why my character's level 1 still?
No, you said you had a problem with the keyboard mechanics.
That's what I said, the navigation. You have to use your left hand to navigate, and you're aiming yourself with your mouse. So you get forward, but there's no turning left or right. It's either strafe left or right. So if you need to turn around a corner, you have to use your mouse. So you have to use two hands to navigate, and I just don't like that. But that's me.
It definitely does take some getting used to.
Yeah. At least it's not as bad as Lineage 2 was. We downloaded Lineage 2 a number of years ago. Loved it. It was beautiful.
It's a beautiful game.
How do you navigate? You point and click where you want to go.
Oh.
Well, that sucks.
Just didn't work.
I just couldn't get over the navigation, so that prevented me from playing it. But don't worry, my fans in EQ2. I have no plans on going anywhere just yet. You're stuck with me. Okay, questions. Questions for the community manager of DC Universe Online. Anything. Anything at all. I'm getting a whole bunch of you're not allowed to leave us anyway. I got a feeling if I actually quit EQ2, I probably have an angry mob outside the door. I must have missed something. Chola from the Unrest server says that he asked something. I must have missed it. Ah, here we go. Chola is asking if there's, you're probably not going to be able to answer this one, but is there any talk of any future body types? Because he wants to make a dwarf.
We did get a lot of feedback about the body types, and it's something we are definitely looking into. I mean, obviously I can't comment and say definitively, but it is not something we've dismissed. You know, we were very, we listened to everyone's feedback, and we understand that, you know, people do want more body types, and it's something we're currently looking into.
Right. That's one of the things I loved when I tried Star Wars Galaxies out. You can make an obese character if you want. So that's something to look at. Take notes. Drop it off to someone.
Somebody wants to make Donut Man. Okay. Anyway.
Donut Man!
I got a question from Angela Correa. You may not be able to answer this, but she wants to know where to get the Atlantean armor set. She saw it in beta and loved it.
Oh, wow. I honestly have no idea. I mean, I'm assuming that's obviously based off Aquaman. It may be one of the in-game armors.
I'll type it in channel, and then Jeff can pronounce it right in case I'm saying it wrong, but it looks like Atlantean.
Well, Atlantean would be the Aquaman.
It sounds familiar. I've seen it before. I have no idea where it drops from. It sounds like something that's fairly high level, though.
Yeah, Atlantean, yeah.
Okay.
That would be Aquaman's armor.
Yes.
But, I mean, just fool around with that character creation tool. I mean, I'm sure you're going to be able to come up with something. You know what I mean? Because there's just a lot of options. I just went with the, you know, easy peasy. Hey, I'm just going to run around naked.
Eric was giving a thumb up for the armor sets. He thinks they're great.
All right.
Yeah, there's definitely some amazing armor sets. I get fascinated every time I've had the good fortune of being able to help do some of the videos we release. So we get to go in there and we get all dressed up in the rain armor. It's very cool.
All right, let's see. So let me ask, is there anything, I mean, you're an insider, is there anything that you think they should add to the game?
For myself, just more of what we have now. I mean, like I said, I'm a huge comic geek, and I mean, DC Universe has, you know, 75 years of stories. We've only, you know, scratched the surface of what we can add. I mean, that's really what drew me to this MMO versus other games. I mean, I've killed a lot of dragons, I've killed even more rats, and, you know, this was something very, very different for me. You know, I'm fighting Green Lantern, you know, I'm helping Superman. Mm-hmm. I'm doing things that I don't get to do in other games. So for me, it's just adding more of the DC Universe to the game. Right.
Yeah, like more mentors. I mean, there's two males on both sides and only one female on each side, and it's like it's a little off balance. You need another female in there.
But they're awesome females. Come on, it's Circe and Wonder Woman. How much better can you get?
There has to be somebody.
I was just about to say, hey, put the White Queen in there. That's Marvel.
Yeah.
Storm? Well, actually, Storm is Marvel. No, actually, there is a White Queen.
There is.
Checkmate. Yeah, checkmate.
Ah, I see. Shows you what I know about comics. That's unfortunately, and you know, you're gonna scoff and shake your fist at me, but I only got into just a few comic series, and neither one of them were considered mainstream.
And, well, there's always still time.
I mean, the one series I read from beginning to end was called The Power Pack, but that's Marvel.
Oh, wow, yeah, I remember them.
Yeah, that, a matter of fact, I think I still have them. But yeah, I have every issue except for one. Then I would have the whole collection of that one. And there was one called Clandestine that was a total bomb. They went for 1 year and had an ending cut. But I liked it. Hey,
oh well. There's still plenty of time. The best thing to do if you don't collect series is just buy the paperbacks.
Yeah.
Which give you the compilation, give you a whole awesome story.
Now, okay, this one's DC. Oh, wait, is it? Sandman? Neil Gaiman's? Is that DC? I got one right here. Yeah, it is DC. DC Vertigo. But I can't see bringing the, the Continuum to DC Universe Online. What's your character?
I'm Death.
What? Hey, wait a minute! I can't see that working out too well.
Yeah, I'm not sure that would actually... That's actually... we only have the license for DC Universe, so it's pretty much all like the Green Hornet.
Gotcha.
Wouldn't be part of it.
Speaking of the Green Hornet, have you seen the movie?
I have not. Only the posters.
I have not.
I
have not seen the movie, but the reason I haven't seen the movie is, and let me get your opinion on this, I'm getting tired of them making movies about, you know, television shows and stuff like that from way back, and making the hero out to be an ass. You know, Green Hornet is a joke, and it was basically a movie just to make something of Kato. Because Kato's cool, Green Hornet is a joke. So I refuse to see the movie. What is your opinion on that kind of trend?
Well, I mean, to be fair to them, I mean, there's not a lot of directions you can go with Green Hornet. I mean, if you're familiar with the radio series and the comic series, it was very cut and dry. You know, it was very 1930s.
Yeah.
It's the type of story that, you know, you've got to go with a different spin in order to sell that movie. I mean, you can't have a 1930s detective story. You know, we've seen that story 1,000 times.
Yeah.
We don't want to see it anymore. You've got to have a spin. And that's the direction they went with. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to like the movie. I'm not saying I'm going to hate the movie. I probably will Redbox it, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we might see it on Netflix or something like that. Some, you know, where I'm not specifically paying for it. I do that a lot, actually. But, yeah, it's like, you know, going a little off track here. I mean, the Dukes of Hazzard movie, I was not happy that they turned it into a comedy. But that's
well, I think if you go in that, well, yeah, that is off top. But if you look at something like that or G.I. Joe, I mean, if you go in with expectations really high, you're probably going to be disappointed. If you go in setting the bar really low, I didn't think the Dukes of Hazzard was terrible. I mean, it obviously wasn't a classical piece of, you
right.
know, movie literature or movie history, but I mean, it was, you know, it had a couple entertaining moments.
You have to admit, it was kind of funny when they're going into Atlanta and all these people are giving them the evil eye because of the Confederate flag on the roof.
Exactly.
That was kind of funny. I do have a question here from Angela Coria, who is being very vocal tonight. She wants to know, why did they have to rename the Guyver armor to Biomech? And I think that's probably a licensing issue.
It sounds like it very much like a licensing issue. One of the things you have to understand when working with you know, someone like DC, I mean, DC has, you know, creative say over, you know, things like licensing and titles. I mean, DC oversees everything we do. That's not necessarily a bad thing. DC, you know, they've been, like I said, they've been making comics for 75 years. They kind of know what they're doing, you know, in respect to things like this. And, you know, we take their advice and we, you know, we make changes based on their input. And that sounds exactly like what that was.
Right. And she just made a comment, but isn't Guyver from DC? But I don't think it matters if it's from DC if they weren't licensed to use the term Guyver. you know, because it's a trademark, and I mean, you guys are probably only given permission to do so many things.
Well, like I said, this, you know, our license is specifically the DC Universe.
Right.
If something is not specifically in the DC Universe, like, you know, Justice League, we're talking the traditional heroes.
Right.
Then that kind of falls outside of our game.
But they give you a little bit of free license to bend it just a little bit and call it something else.
Exactly.
So that's always cool. All right. Any more questions? Questions for Radar X? I was saying before we came on the show, I actually thought this is a very interesting interview, considering that Radar X and Coyote gave me my first interview. God, had to have been 6-7 years ago.
Many moons ago.
It was a while ago.
Before I moved to Washington, yeah. I'm not seeing any more questions coming in. So do you have any comments? Any what can you tell people about DC Universe Online to get them to go, oh my God, I've got to play this?
Well, like I said, DC Universe Online is an action MMO. I guarantee it's different than anything you've ever played when it comes to an MMO. There's a lot to it. It's very exciting. If you're a comic fan, you're going to love it. I mean, you get to play stories that you've read about for years. If you're an MMO player, like I said, it's a breath of fresh air. I mean, it's definitely puts you in a different type of flow. You know, it's going to break up the standard reaction type combat that you may be used to from other MMOs. Now you click 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You know, this, it's very different. So
I know it took Derek, and he because it is different.
And Angela Coria made a comment here. I am going to confirm that the Virtue and Vice server is the unofficial RP server for anyone who wanted to go in and is interested in roleplay. It's not listed as a roleplay server on the list, but Virtue and Vice has been adopted by the players as an official, as a unofficial RP server.
And Eric's got another question.
Okay, what is it?
Come on over here, and I'll try to interpret afterwards. Okay, hang on. All right, what is it?
I know you guys made DC Universe. I know long before when the City of Heroes was made, they were actually thinking about making a Marvel. Since I'm a fan of DC and Marvel, is it really possible for Sony to, like, I don't think it's possible, but maybe, but is it really possible to make a Marvel Universe Online game?
Well,
that question was already asked.
Yeah, I don't think they...
I didn't screen him.
I mean, that would be more of a question for game development and licensing, really. But,
yeah, I mean, I'm not really in a position to answer that officially. I mean, from my, you know, time in media, I can tell you Cryptic was working on a Marvel MMO, which eventually became Champions Online. I can't honestly tell you where the license is at this point. I don't know who owns the license to the Marvel MMO.
Yeah.
It could be anyone at this point.
If history repeats itself, Blizzard will pick it up.
Oh, God, please.
Wait a minute, Sony has a hit game? We got to hit them back. Oh, anyway.
You do, Ding.
What's that?
No. He's thinking it's great if Blizzard did that. I'll soak his head later.
All right. Tell you what, just have him come over to your computer and slap him.
No, he's all the way across the room. I'm not going to make him do that. All
right. Let me
scan the chat channel here and make sure I haven't forgotten anything or missed anything.
Meliana comments that the voice acting is great in the game.
Yeah, that was one of the things that made Eric really excited, is they had the same voice for the Joker.
Mark Hamill, yeah.
Yeah.
We definitely spared no expense when it came to voice acting. Gina Torres, Anna Baldwin, James Marsters, Kevin Conroy from the old Batman cartoon series.
I think it makes a difference, at least to him. I mean, he was excited about just that fact, you know, because he thinks that Mark Hamill did the best Joker voice.
Yeah, it definitely adds a level of immersion to the game.
Very nice. So what do I need to do to submit my voice as a voiceover artist?
I honestly can't tell you.
What was that tip I got from Brass a couple weeks ago? Just email us a bunch of stuff. We'll see if we use it.
No, that was my idea.
Oh, that was your idea.
Okay. Yeah, and I got kiboshed.
Oh, well. I'll do it, man. I'll find an NPC and read the text over his name with a voice. I'll just email it to you guys. All right. Now I'm getting stuff in the chat channel voting me for the new voice of Luke and Dallaire. Anyway. All right, so what else can we talk about with DC Universe Online here?
You ran out of notes. I just know that.
I ran out of notes, and we are... we're not getting any more questions in the channel here. Maybe a short show tonight. That's all right. Means more playtime for me.
Hang on a second. I'll be back.
Okay. She's going away for a minute. Time to talk about the women of DC Universe Online now that she's not here. Sue's got the biggest rack. No, I'm kidding.
I don't think we have that metric, honestly.
Eric seems to think we should talk about the dungeons and the instances. He thinks they're really interesting. So what is one of the more interesting dungeons that DC Universe has right now?
Before you guys get into that, I've actually got an answer to my rhetorical question. Apparently Power Girl has the largest rack in the game.
I can't comment on that.
Okay. Dungeons and instances.
Well, let's talk about dungeons first.
We have two different types. You know, you have the alerts, which are, like I said, the queued up instances that you do with groups, and then you have the solo instances that you do. Obviously, the alerts are a little more in depth, a little larger, a little more extensive. Some of the cool ones we have Bloodhaven, which is basically, it's a city within the DC Universe that is taken over by a toxic spill, and there's a monster in there named Kimo, who is taking over that area, and you fight your way to him. You protect a hazmat team along the way.
Hmm.
It's very cool. Probably our coolest alert, at least in my opinion, is Smallville. You go to Clark Kent's, you know, his house. You know,
oh, wow.
His barn. And there's like this little area over there where you can see where his spaceship crash landed, and I just think it's a very cool area.
That sounds neat. Now, that's an instance, right?
Yes, that's one of our alerts. Basically, it's, I don't know if you're familiar with the dungeon queuing system, you know, like in WoW or something like that. It basically works the same way. You queue up and
yeah.
You put into an instance dungeon, basically.
All that's right. Cool.
Now, is that a full group or is that one of the duos?
That's a full group. The duos, we have specific instances that are similar to the solo ones that you'll do by yourself. They've just had the difficulty ramped up and the loot is better. And you will go through and, you may fight in City Hall, Metropolis City Hall. You may go through it the first time and then you may come back and it'll be a different enemy and different mobs on the way.
I want to touch back on the queuing up. Now, I've seen Eric line up for an instance, and what they do is they pull people from wherever. It's not necessarily anybody else from his server. I mean, you just get queued up, and you get put with other people who are looking to do this no matter what server they're on. Is that sort of the same principle, or are you queuing up with only people on the same server?
Currently, it's only on the same server. So whoever you're grouped up with is a part of your community.
All right.
And it's also based on role. Each instance is pulling a tank, a controller, a healer, and
oh.
a person that is damaged.
Well, that's
true. Because as you start to get towards the end, like the earlier alerts, like the first one called Area 51, everyone can do it in a damage role. It doesn't matter. But as you start getting to those higher level alerts, everyone has to use their roles or you just won't be able to complete it.
Certainly better than the battlegrounds in EQ2. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times I've arrived in a battleground instance with only scouts, Great! Five rangers and no healers. This is going to last long.
Yeah, no, these alerts will not work if you don't have a tank, a healer, a controller, and at least one damage. But that's the other cool thing about our class system is, you know, while everyone can play a tank, a healer, or a controller, everyone has a damage role. So you don't necessarily have to play one of those roles.
Nice.
So it's kind of nice. You're not hunting for people to fill a group. You're sitting in line waiting to get in a group. Is that right?
That's pretty much it, yes.
I like that.
Cool. I like that, too. That's a whole lot better than running around going, we need a tank! Hello!
Mm-hmm.
This is the channels hunting.
That's a lot better.
And then there's dungeons. I mean, that's the there's larger ones, right? Larger.
Well, the alerts are the equivalent of a large dungeon.
Okay.
Smaller instances that are story-based. You'll spend a little time in the overworld doing missions, and then you'll get a mission to, say, fight Power Girl. And that'll take place in a miniature instance.
Okay. I saw Eric going into this place this morning with, you know, I'm going, where are you at? Are you in something that Joker created? I mean, he's got all these presents around and baubles, and he says, no, I'm in the vault.
Yeah. You have, basically what you get is called a vault ticket. I believe you get one every day, but
that's what he said.
Right, you transport up into the vault, and you break open all the presents, and it drops money and soda colas, which are basically healing potions, and you have a chance of getting rare types of armor.
Nice.
Yeah, it looked kind of interesting. He was running around with all these baubles and presents. I was like, what are you doing?
I am completely out of notes here. Hun, do you have any more questions for him?
No, I'm good. I do want to go try it, at least.
Okay. Well, we can always... it is installed on Eric's computer and on mine. We can always transfer it over to yours.
I'll give it
away. And the nice thing is, if you do have a Sony Station account, you can play. Well, once you buy the game, of course.
Yep, Station Access gets a subscription paid for, so all you need is the game.
Excellent. Let's see here. How much is DC Universe Online?
$59?
And am I hearing correctly that there's actually a shortage because it's becoming so popular?
Actually, yeah. We're having some... people are having issues finding it. I mean, I was at my local GameStop, you know, I just happened to be picking something else up, and I didn't see any, you know, and I was, of course, concerned. I'm like, you know, where's my game? I asked them, like, yeah, we're out of it. We should have some in a few days.
Wow.
So,
and you can download it, can't you? That's what I'm looking at right
for
now.
The PC, yes. You can order it from Steam, Direct to Drive.
So it's a digital download, too?
Amazon,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here now. Yeah, you can get Direct to Drive, Steam, Amazon, the Station Store. Yeah, and then a number of places offline, of course. Oh, but that's very cool.
That's excellent news.
That Sony, you know, came out with a game that's, you know, flying off the freaking shelves. That's great.
Yep, we're very excited about it.
I also heard it was one of the smoothest launches ever.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we had a few technical issues, and we still have one or two that we're trying to nail down, but I mean, I've been through a lot of beta to launches, and this is definitely one of the smoother ones I've seen. I mean, no MMO launch is ever completely flawless. You know, we have some issues that we're currently working on right now, like our chat system, but beyond that, I mean, the game works. You know, people aren't, you know, vanishing and losing their characters, and the servers aren't shutting down every 5 minutes. So, I mean, we're very happy with the launch.
No, it's a good kudos for you guys. Definitely.
Yeah, Cheddarella is asking me, and we've already covered this, but I don't think she was listening in at the time, whether or not the mouse controls can be programmed into keys. And the answer to that is no.
You can't map your mouse. You can remap your keyboard, though.
Right, but in order to, like, turn or to aim,
you have to have the mouse going.
Yeah.
Chitterella. No, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, there's definitely fundamental reasoning behind that. I mean, our targeting system is look and aim. So you absolutely, it's pivotal that it's built that way. I mean, the targeting system designed to, you know, to target where you're aiming.
So someone who has carpal tunnel better get themselves a trackball.
or a gamepad.
Or a gamepad, yeah.
And you guys are...
Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, it plugs right in. It works great.
And I'm getting a question. I guess there's a problem with the chat filter?
The chat filter is a pet peeve of mine, and I assure you that an option for the chat filter is coming. I will not rest until we have it.
All right, so it's something they're actively looking into and trying their best to fix?
Absolutely.
All right. Angel Coria replies back, thank goodness, in all caps. Yes, they're asking what a trackball is. A trackball is kind of like a mouse, except the ball is on the top instead of rolling around on the desk. Well, the one that I have, I just lay my hand on it. I have the three buttons on the right, and the trackball is actually on my thumb. So I use my thumb for everything. I actually can't go back to a mouse now. I've been using one of these things for, oh, God, over 10 years now.
Once you get used to one, it's hard not to use one.
Yeah, they're a little tricky to get used to, but I can't go back. I love it.
And Eric does have another question about live events.
All right.
I don't know if you guys had any or will have any.
We're definitely planning to have events, yes. We are planning to do, there'll be events with each of our, there will be content with each of our monthly updates, which will allow players to do special things. But,
okay.
You know, live events aren't necessarily out of the question either.
Okay. And Chetarello made a comment in the channel that the local Best Buy had discs stolen from the boxes.
Uh-oh.
It's that hot of a game that the villains are going in and stealing it.
Oh.
Wow.
There you go.
Well.
So if you haven't tried DC Universe, I would definitely advise everybody to at least go give it a try.
Give it a shot. What do you get to lose? Well, you're buying it, so. But I would say it has the Gentle Silverwing seal of approval.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I will give it the ale seal of approval. So we'll give it Doofus Belch.
Oh, no.
There we go.
Any plans to expand color option for players more than three?
It's certainly not out of the question, but right now we're focusing mainly on content additions and, you know, getting the game stable and fun. I mean, that's not saying it isn't something that couldn't happen down the road, but, you know, the system we have now, we're, you know, I'm not going to say we're ever happy. You know, we're constantly wanting to improve on things, but we feel it's stable, and, you know, that's just where we're at right now.
I haven't tried the generator for female characters. Is there skimpy character, skimpy outfit?
There are a few, yes.
Okay.
Like I said, that character creation, the possibilities are, there is a lot for you to choose from. So give it a shot. I mean, you can spend hours going through all the options creating your character between sizes. I mean, you can't, as of yet, go into and, like, change your facial features. But the costume design is very intensive.
Well, that should be, because that should be the main focus anyway. I mean, when you got a mask on and stuff, you don't see the facial features.
Yeah, I was just going to comment that myself. I mean, you're more likely going to be wearing a mask. So who cares what your nose looks like? All right. Okay, anything else for Radar X? The man, the myth, the legend. Now, do you still do work with 10-Ton Hammer, or are you exclusively with Sony now?
No, I'm exclusively with Sony. I am a full-time community relations manager.
And before DC Universe, you were with Pax Nora, weren't you?
Yeah, I worked in the Tucson studio on Pax Nora, Wildlife Refuge, the agency covert ops, and a game we just released called Dungeon Overlord.
Yay! You're working with Dungeon Overlord?
I was, yes. I actually worked on that pretty much through the launch of it. So yeah, if you haven't tried that, you're a fan.
Yes. I am.
We're actually having, what's the name of the person that we're having on next
Chris
week?
Chris Mayer,
yes. Yeah, yep. I worked with Chris pretty good while they were developing that game.
He's the CEO of Night Owl Games.
And Chris Maynard from Night Owl Games will be our guest next week.
And we're going to talk about Dungeon Overlord, and
you can't get enough of Dungeon Overlord.
I've been playing the heck out of that, and I just
have... You are obsessed.
I'm obsessed to the point where I've got spreadsheets going with all the little nodes in the different dungeons you go and scout out, you know, so I know what's in them. And I can sort my little spreadsheet and go, that one looks really tasty. So yeah, and I'm in a player made guild, and we're stomping down on tyranny of players coming and attacking other ones and saying, look, you know, here's the olive branch, join us or be stomped with 20 plus players. So yeah, it's got good graphics. I love the graphics in it.
But not as good as DC Universe Online, which is what we're talking about this week. Enough with Dungeon Overlord. We'll be talking about enough of that next week.
I know.
See, she's getting me in these situations now where we're talking about games that I'm not playing.
You're not
That's
playing DC.
Try it out.
Well, I can play DC Universe Online, and I do find it interesting. I just have a hard time getting around the navigational system. But I've tried Dungeon Overlord, and it's not. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm saying it's not for me. I won't say that next week.
God.
So you're the CEO. Well, you know, I'm not playing your game really, but.
So what sort of things did you do on Dungeon Overlord?
Oh God.
Pretty much just community management. I mean, you know. We were preparing for the launch, making sure the forms were ready, assisting with the quality assurance testing, trying to, you know, do as much as we could, maintain, you know, helping build the Facebook page. Fortunately, you know, we brought in another community manager right at launch because, you know, they launched like, I don't know, a month before DCUO when things were a little crazy around here. But, yeah, it's a good game. It looks great. I mean, I was really impressed when they launched how the game looked.
Yeah, the artists did really good.
Alrighty. Well, I'm not seeing... wait a minute. Torin has a tough question. Champions Online went free to play today. Why should a customer choose DC Universe Online over Champions?
Well, honestly, it's about the play experience. I mean... You know, I play Champions. I'm not saying it's a bad game. I'm not saying it's a good game. It's about, you know, what you want to pay for. I mean, Zynga has a lot, you know, we'll play Dungeon Overlord. You know, Zynga has Farmville. You know, why am I going to play Farmville over Dungeon Overlord? They're both free to play. I enjoy Dungeon Overlord more. You know, that's not saying that Farmville isn't a good game. It is. But, you know, it's about what type of experience you want. You know, I honestly consider Champions a completely different game. You know, it's completely different in its mechanics. It's completely different in the storyline. I mean, we have an amazing storyline in DC. I mean, these are iconic characters that, you know, we've all grown up with.
I mean, everybody knows who Batman is.
Okay, I do have another question here. I don't know this one myself. In DC Universe Online, they want to know if they can color your epic armor. Change the color scheme on them.
You can change the color scheme. Well, basically what happens is when you select your character, you pretty much pick three colors that mm-hmm. are going to keep your armor consistent, you know. Nobody wants to run around with patchwork armor. I mean, maybe a couple people do, but, you know, for the most part, people want to have consistent armor colors. And those colors you can change around to different pieces, but you're going to keep that same color, so as you get better armor, it's still going to look the same. That isn't saying we aren't going to expand that system down the road. That's just what we have available currently.
All right. All right. So the question is yes. The answer is yes. That is not the question. It's yes. That would be a really strange question. So let me ask you. Yes. All right. Anything else for Radar X? I think we may cut it short tonight. Not seeing any responses there. Let me check Facebook real quick, because I did ask people to leave questions there if they had them for you. So let's see. Nothing on Facebook. Let me check Kithacore.org, which is still up and going strong. 180... actually, like something like 187 songs now I have.
Wow.
The unfortunate part about that is I'm out of ideas. My God, he's done everything from the 80s. Let's see here. It looks like we have a comment on the article. Let's see here. Just a comment from Essia, who was on the Antonio Bale server, I request two. She comments, I love DC Universe Online. I wish it had more than 30 levels. And again, a comment about the chat system.
And I have another question.
Okay, go ahead.
Factions? Are there going to be other factions, like Green Lantern faction or Aquaman faction?
Oh, I absolutely believe, you know, there's plenty of room for that. I mean, we have a completely working faction system in the game now. It's just in its first iteration. There's lots of room for growth in that. There's already gear available for certain factions. So, I mean, you know, like Wayne Enterprises, for example, you have to have a certain faction to shop from one of the Wayne Enterprises vendors.
Oh my goodness. Little snooty, are they? I'm sorry, you don't have enough faction to shop at Wayne Enterprises.
All right, let's see here. Angela Coria just made a comment that she has the Penguin Gunbrella.
Yeah, from the Facebook promotion, yep.
Mm. Now, that's what they got if they changed their profile pic?
Correct.
Ah. That'd be kind of cool. Nice. Meanwhile, in the Hall of Justice...
God, don't do that.
Meanwhile, in the Hall of Justice, Aquaman makes a peanut butter sandwich.
God.
Oh, God. Have you ever seen... The Family Guy lampoons on the Super Friends radar.
Yeah, I grew up with that.
The Fox show Family Guy, they just rag on Aquaman because out of water he's useless.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, he makes a peanut butter sandwich. That's funny stuff. Now there's comments about him making tuna sandwiches, and that just being too creepy.
That's not right.
That's not right.
That's Aquaman eating one of his friends.
Aquaman making a tuna sandwich. He's going to poke an eye out. Anyway. All right. Well, you know what? I think we may be done here. Did you actually make it home, or are you calling from work?
Oh, no, I'm still here.
You're still at work?
Yeah.
We need to let him go home.
I think we're going to let you go home. Yeah, I think we're done here for the night. I thank you very much for showing up. It's great to have you. Great talking to you again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you're very, very welcome. Let's see. Is there anything coming up that you can give us a hint about?
We should be starting to talk about our first content update in the next week or so. There's actually a show out in Europe next week. We're going to make some announcements at, so stay tuned for that.
All right. Make an announcement. Make sure to check out... Oh, God, I just had the URL up here. It's DCUniverseOnline.com, or make sure to follow them on Facebook. Is there a Twitter as well?
Yes. Yes, yeah, there is. Actually the Twitter. You can find it on our Facebook page, or I think you can just look up DCUO.
Yep, it's DCUO on Twitter. You can always get updates that way. They're also YouTube. It's DC Universe Online Game at YouTube if you want to check out any of their videos. Make sure to check in for promotions. I'm sure, you know, I'm really expecting a lot of good things for DC Universe Online. I just wish I could get past the navigation problems.
Try it for a while. You might get used to it.
Yeah, maybe. Angela Coria is begging and pleading for you to take notes. She wants lantern powers.
Lantern powers are not out of the question. Just not something we can talk about right now.
Gotcha. All right, folks. I want to thank you all very much for tuning in tonight. This has been the Jethro Silverwing Show, talking with Tony Radar X Jones, community manager for DC Universe Online. Thank you so much for showing up. We'll make sure to tell Brass that you were a great a great guest here.
I appreciate that.
All right, folks, that's it for this week. I'm going to sign off. I'll have the podcast up tomorrow. Thank you very much.
What? You're not going to talk about the ice pups we got this week in EQ? My gosh.
The what? Oh.
Jeez. We can let Radar go home. We can talk about ice pups.
All right. Thank you very much, Radar. We'll let you go
right,
home and get
lot,
some
guys.
Dinner or something.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Talk to you guys later.
Okay. Bye-bye now. All right. Yeah, so this week, well, last week, I should say,
EQ2. It was after the show.
Yeah, it was after the show. We got our Ice Wolf pups. Let me bring... What did I do with
mine? He's cute. I mean, if that's what our mounts are going to look like. He's supposed to be like the miniature mount.
Okay, let me bring him up here so I can get a good look at him. I described him now. Describing the Ice Pup. Oh, yeah, he does look kind of cool.
He looks really cool.
Little ass puppy.
Little glowing eyes.
Mm-hmm. Shrouded in fog. Where is he going? He's what? No, get back here! Oh, okay. For some reason, he walked away from me. Where the hell are you going? If you hail him, he barks and wags his tail.
I know.
And
what was he...
Then he walked away again. Where are you going? Okay. Okay, now he went grrr and growls playfully. I would say they're friggin' adorable, as Angela Coria, as Maliana just commented. Friggin' adorable. I would say, actually, can you bring up the cat and the pup at the same time? Whoop, TrueFlight is telling me to right-click on it. Oh, there are more options.
He can dance?
Yep, apparently...
He'll dance with you.
Yep, if you have him dance, he bounces up and down.
It takes a minute. I got to stand up. I hit that, and defend.
Very nice.
So, of course, you do the same emote when he does it.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. Let me scan
yeah.
back here.
So if I hit praise, I'm giving him a thumbs up, and he wags his head, and he's happy.
Oh, yeah, I see. If I hit defend, I start punching my own fist threateningly.
Yeah. Let's see what sing is.
Sing?
Yeah. He howls. Woo!
He howls, and I point. Interesting.
Well, you're telling him to sing, see? Oh. Let's see. Speak. Let's speak. Ruff, 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 ruff. And he barks.
Yep.
Well, you're giving him hand commands.
I'm actually going to turn on my sound.
Cheese.
Turn off the music there. Let's go ahead and make him see.
How? Sing.
Sing? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get a little closer to him. And let's try speak. Yep, he goes bark, bark, bark. Very nice.
There's a bit of delay between each command.
Yeah, it looks like you get like 10 seconds before they actually stop.
Oh, Train is so cute. He lifts his little paw.
Train? All right, let me see here. Oh, it's like a shaking hands type of thing. All right. Let's see. Tease. He just scratched himself. Okay. See what else we got here. Tickle. He sneezed.
He sneezed. Sort of like giving him pepper.
I guess. And what does he do when... feed. Of course, he probably just lowers his head to the ground. Yep, pretty much. All right. So, little Frostfell pup. Of course, Chethel being Chethel is not going to be wandering around with the pup. So.
He's not a Frostfell. He's an Ice Wolf.
Ice Wolf pup, sorry.
Got Frostfell on the brain.
Ashako from the Permafrost server says we should see them swim. So I'm going to go to a source of water here and see them swim.
You do the little dog paddle.
My dog is walking on the water. What the hell?
What?
I knew my dog was great.
Jeez.
Now he's disappeared. Where is he?
Well, you need to move probably through the water.
He's drowning.
Yes.
Damn you, Ashako.
They're saying they do the dog paddle. He does the dog paddle. He looks excellent, though.
It's a nice little ice puppy.
Ice puppy. I can't wait to get the mount. If he's just a little shrunk down mount, that he is going to be dynamite.
Going to be dynamite, baby.
All right. Only other news that I have to report is Doofu, the drunken dwarf, has been re-rolled. He is now a guardian.
Level 1.
No, I actually got him up to, 17 right now?
Really? You actually did quests? Did you do it in Hollis? Or did you take him to Hollis?
I took him out to Hollis.
Good. Yeah, the little quests out there will get him up fast, and he gets gear.
Well, that, and I also gave him 3 level 95 collections.
Mm-hmm.
So that got him up like 5 levels right there.
Oh, jeez. And then you have a contest going on with him, right?
Yes, I completely forgot to mention it last week.
Well, we need to mention it this week.
Yeah, let me go back to Kithagore.org here. If you go to Kithagore.org, you will see a banner there for the Narathian Bachelor. Actually, from the looks of the views on the view count on this thing, I don't think it's a big secret. The Narathian Bachelor. Let me bring it up here, and I'll read the thing here. You are hereby invited to a bachelor party. Yes, it's that kind of bachelor party. Of course, you know we're all talking about the Narathian Bachelor, our favorite way of following the drunken dwarf through an incredible journey to be a bachelor no more. Are you up to the challenge? Do you have what it takes? Here's how it works. Contestants must write an introduction to themselves and submit it to the comments below. Following, and I'm probably going to do this next Tuesday, we will begin a series of questions designed to see if you have what it takes to win the heart of our bachelor. Remember, there can only be one winner. You may want to gear your answer based on his likes. Contest ends during the Illyrissi Day celebrations. Contest winner will receive an autographed picture of the Drunken Dwarf and some items from the Gentle Show gift box of Doom.
Doom.
We still have some stuff in that box. Need to get rid of it. Now, just remember, the Drunken Dwarf is down to earth, ale-swinging, no-nonsense, drunken dwarf. He likes his women like he likes his ale. Smooth, strong, and with a bite and a good head on their mug. Right now, what we need you to do is go to Kithagore.org, click on the note there for the Noranthian Bachelor, and leave a comment, a brief introduction to the Drunken Dwarf. Next week, we will have a different question for you to answer.
We're going to narrow it down.
We're going to narrow it down. You know, I'm not giving people roses. You're not going to be told, nah, you suck. We're not going to be doing stuff like that, but we will judge who we think Doofu would like the best.
We should make Cheez-It pick it.
Cheez-It won't pick anyone.
Why not? He'll probably end up picking one that would fit him for Dwarf. He's a Rotonga.
He's a little Tonga.
See.
All right, so go ahead and check that out. Next week we're going to have a new question. I only have one submission so far. I don't want her to win by default. That's no fun.
It has to be a female?
I will say that Doofu is straight, and if any males do apply, you're not going to get very far.
I think it would be amusing if one did.
Either that or hide your sex. And then spring it out at the last second. I think that would be kind of funny.
That would be funny.
It would be. Alrighty then.
And then, of course, next week, when we talk about Dungeon Overlord.
Dungeon Overlord.
We're going to run a contest then. So, we'll probably run some sort of caption contest. Take a picture of your little minions in your dungeon and put some funny text with it. We'll have more details next week, but keep that in mind between now and then.
Now this is your idea. Now this is your idea for the contest. Now, do you want us to provide a template like I did last year?
No. I think they should be able to look at their own little minions and take a screenshot and do something with it. I think
make it funny.
Because they do all sorts of little things if you watch them.
Maybe they're complaining about their masters.
Or when you shock the little guys. Yeah, when you shock the goblins, they all get shocked. You have to track down the other ones and shock them individually. And even that's amusing.
Yeah. All right.
Now, if you want to close, you can.
Yeah, I think we're done for this week.
He wants to go watch some more Monty Python.
Yes, we're actually watching a documentary about the formation of the Monty Python team. It's been rather funny. So we're going to go off and do that. I'm going to camp out for now, and I will be back later on. I will be back on later on, but I think we're going to go upstairs and finish that documentary.
Spam, spam, bacon, spam. Wonderful spam.
Spam, eggs, bacon, sausage, and spam. Having a much spam in it.
Well, I love your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, eggs, sausage, bacon, and spam.
Bloody Vikings!
Anyway.
You did that very well.
Thank you. Well, I have been a fan of Monty Python's Flying Circus since
and
I was 14.
Do have a can of bacon spam. It's in the living room.
Bacon spam.
I'm not opening it. I was bold enough to try bacon-flavored popcorn.
Yes. Tularu from the Antonia Bell server was over here watching movies this past weekend, and she brought us gifts. The gifts of bacon-flavored popcorn and bacon spam. I've never been so horrified in my life. But, to be fair, Elkman wanted to try it.
I dumped a bunch of white cheddar on it. I mean, so I could get through it.
It was horrible. It was,
It wasn't that bad. You wouldn't like it, though. You didn't like it.
I did not like it. I tried a few pieces of it. Nah.
The kid will probably love it.
As for the can of bacon spam, I think it's good to pull out for maybe a joke or two at some point, but will not be eaten. And that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. Next week, we will have who?
Chris Maynard. Maynard. M-A-Y-E-R.
Who is the CEO of Night Owl Games.
Mm-hmm.
The people that came out with Dungeon Overlord, along with Sony Online Entertainment. And that's next week. We'll see you next week, guys. Thank you very much.
That's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Gentle Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.